Recorded live on DementiaRadio.org, it's the Funny Music Podcast, brought to you by TheFump.com, where you can download new free comedy songs twice a week. Now, here's your hosts, Devo Spice and the great Luke Ski.
Hey, Devo Spice!
Hey, Luke Ski!
I have TV's Kyle sitting immediately right here next to me.
I'm immediately right here next to him.
Hi, Kyle.
And off in the far reaches of the Buffalo area, we have Adam and Rand of Ookla the Mock.
We're more eventually sitting right next to you. Not immediately.
And I have a migraine, which explains the hat. There's an ice pack right here. It's been a day.
If it weren't for migraine, I wouldn't have no grain at all.
Exactly, you know, yeah.
Migraine, your grain, it's anybody's grain.
It stays mainly in the plane.
Apologies for the late start this evening. I got a new computer today.
Great idea, Devo.
See? New computer, yay. And I used, you know, Apple's migration assistant to migrate everything from this computer to that computer, and it worked beautifully, like, to the point where, like, all the same Finder windows were open when I opened it up, you know. And except, you know, then I started getting set up for the show tonight, and I forgot what a hack job this audio setup is that I have. And I have to install, like, system extensions and configure things, so, like, right before the show when we started, you know, Audio Hijack is like, oh, you need to install this thing, which requires restarting the computer. And I was like, fine. So I started, did all that. I got that installed. And then it went back to Audio Hijack and Soundflower was missing. And I was like, I forgot about Soundflower. Okay, so I reinstalled Soundflower and could not get Soundflower to reinstall. So I will work on that throughout the week. And hopefully next week I'll be using my shiny new computer.
I use Audio Rice.
Audio, yeah. Is that a real thing? Or are you joking?
No. It's a sound flower. See, I was
okay.
Because flower could also be something you would pick.
Flower like with a U.
Yeah.
Flower like.
I use Audio Rice when I drop my phone in the toilet.
Yes. Yeah. But Audio baking powder have been better. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm tired. Yes.
You never know with these things, so. I may have to find an alternative to Soundflower if I can't get it working, and I don't know that there is one. So, we'll see. Anyway, let's do the catch-up thing.
Let's get caught up with what Devo and Luke have been up to since last week, or else Devo, if Luke failed and didn't show up.
Hey,
what?
Oh, he's right.
Before your update, I just want a big shout out to Wildcard, who has subscribed once again to our Twitch channel 25 consecutive months. Thank you, Wildcard.
That so, is Luke, on brand.
What you been up to?
Well, I went for a walk, a hike up the public hiking trails of the Griffith Park area. Up to the Griffith Observatory with Santana the other day, during which she used her phone for us to film a very silly movie trailer of our epic adventure up the hill, and that was neat. And then we got back to my car, and somebody had smashed in the window and bent part of the window frame of one of the back windows of my car so they could steal Santana's backpack. So the moral of the story is never exercise. Just bad things happen if you exercise at all. So just don't. So that's
done off. And done.
So that's off being fixed, and I have to pay for the first $500 because that was the deductible, and then the remaining like 400 and something on top of that the insurance company is paying. So yay, that's a thing. Yesterday I managed to get out and meet up with the guys from DA Games, Will and Chris, and a couple of their friends, who are the guys I'm doing those animatics for. I just finished up another animatic for them that took me about a month longer to do than it should have, but, you know.
It's funny, though.
Yeah, it's holidays and sinus infection. It's them playing a video game where it's a big sandbox game where you can be various old people, and you just kind of run around and you try to, like, kill other random people in the city or kill each other or whatever. The game is called Just Die Already. So... So it's them, like, doing old man voices the whole time and yelling at each other. So that'll be fun whenever that comes out. I don't know what their schedule is for releasing it, but once it is, I'll be posting it on my social media. And I finally got out to see the movie Megan, which was really great.
Wasn't it, though?
Yeah, yeah.
Good film. Yes, I enjoyed that one.
I certainly hope that there are sequels for this film. Yeah, there was a funny sketch about it on Saturday Night Live last week that people can look up. So, anyway, what have you been up to, Devo Spice?
Well, I had my acting class the other night where I got to play a drunk. That was fun. We did the scenes normally, and then he said, "Okay, now everybody do the same scenes again, except this time you're drunk." So that was fun. Which is interesting because I've actually never been drunk, so I don't know how I would actually act if I was drunk, but I did the normal slurring and, "I love you, man," type thing. Which was, it worked out anyway, because my scene was about a couple who were breaking up, so. And my new computer arrived, as we have established already, so that came today. I wasn't expecting it till next week, so I was very excited when I got the text that it was arriving today.
And Diva, how old is the computer that it's replacing?
It's a 2016 that it's replacing. So it's not terribly old, it's just I can't deal with this keyboard anymore. You know, the flat butterfly keys on this thing. It's just, yeah. Although actually, I had the battery replaced in this computer about 2 months ago. And apparently, when you replace the battery in the 2016s, they have to give you a new keyboard because it's all part of the same thing. So I got a $700 repair for about $200, I think. So pro tip, folks, if you need a new keyboard, kill your battery. Yeah, that's in the interest of getting to bed and getting rid of this migraine, I'm going to call it there. So, Ookla, this is your first time on the video show, right?
Yes.
Well, welcome.
Yeah, I think I made like a solo appearance.
Yes, that's right.
This is definitely Ookla's the triumphant return.
The triumphant return of Ookla the Mock.
Give the people what we want. That's what we say.
And we were talking before the show, that background behind Adam is not a backdrop. That's his actual basement, right?
Yeah. Shall I zoom in on my phone so I can take you for a tour?
Sure, if you like.
Yeah. While he's setting that up, let me say this behind me, that is the actual room I'm in.
Oh, okay.
With some TARDIS time travel trickery.
Yes, with much younger versions of the two of you.
Yes. Yeah, look at that. Here's Adam. There's two Adams.
Here I am.
Too many Adams. Three if you count the four.
We have split the Adam.
Very nice. Someone's already... That's full points for that.
All right. So here, let me turn portrait or landscape style. And I'll take you for a little tour here. So this is my, here, let me do this deal. Sorry, I'm not as quick as y'all on the computer stuff. Yeah, so, so this is when you first come down in the basement here. And this is my control panel area, which is also my refrigerator.
Nice!
You know, everything down here functions as a real thing. Sorry, it's a... yeah, so this is kind of cool.
That is amazing.
The door to the laundry room. And
I'm clipping this out, and I'm going to send it to my wife, and I'll be like, this is what we're doing to the basement.
Yeah, it's a mad scientist laboratory themed man cave, as it were. So, yeah, let's see here.
Where's the Brundle?
I'll show that momentarily. This is my bar, and these are my bar stools.
Nice.
And turn this nonsense on. Yeah, so little no, good.
Oh my god.
Uncle Eddie.
There's the brain there and the hand and so forth. Let's see. This is my recording studio area.
Hey, look, it's me.
Yeah, there you are. So that's my guitars. And if you can see behind the guitars are swords and axes and so forth.
Which axe will he choose?
Yeah, exactly. So this is the recording studio here, a little sound booth.
Nice.
And so you can see through the window there. I have here. Oh, this is my art closet, and you have to go in here to turn on the light for this. This is my art closet, and it's inside this.
Oh my god!
The
you know, there's not just one
teleporter pod from you know, from The Fly.
The Fly, yeah,
yeah. And that's my little living room area down here, and so
is
forth.
The Fly head within reach or no?
Yeah, yeah. That's
yeah. Of course, for those of you that don't know, Adam, you know, makes a lot of costumes as well. Like that is his Fly head that he made.
Nice.
Is this basically the arsenal from the Nerd Circus for yes. over all the years?
Yeah, yeah.
Wildcard says Adam wins at home decorating.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
So for those of you listening on the audio podcast,
yeah, this is
you can really go to YouTube.
Really? Yeah, it's,
and watch
it's worth
the
it.
Video just, podcast.
At least watch the first few minutes yeah. of the episode. Just do it. It's worth it. This is awesome.
It's like that moment on every 70s comedy album where the performer does something obviously visual and everyone laughs uproariously
yeah.
and you were sort of like a kid. You had no idea what was happening.
All right, I'm going to log off of my phone here and
all right.
return to
the computer. I will unpin that one. Okay.
Well, it's pretty cool, I guess, but I don't know. I wish you committed to the bit.
So
no, I need to live somewhere that I can imagine here.
Yeah. So Kyle, what have you been up to?
Secret stuff.
Yeah.
Such is my job. No, job's going well. I might end up doing a voice on it. Let's see what happens. I pitched a show to Nickelodeon this past week. And yeah, besides that, like, basically trying to get my voice strengthened up again after, like, that two-month-long cold. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've drank and gargled some interesting things in the past couple of days.
All right.
By the way, Deepo, have we established what the title of this episode is?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, this is what happens when I have a migraine. Title of this episode is Disappearing Dogs. Let me put this into the chat. Where's the chat window?
Laughing like that makes sense.
So, Your job is to work that into our conversation somehow. I'll put it in the chat so you can refer to it.
And did we ask what Rand has been up to lately?
Well, I asked Ookla collectively, but Rand, oh, sure.
Yeah, and Adam's much more interesting. Ookla in general, I mean, you know, Adam and I are working on, actual songs, which I'm sure you all hear soon. Earlier this week, I put some vocals down on a song, which I imagine will be on the next Worm Quartet project. Mm-hmm. So you all have that to suffer through at some point in your future.
It's very cool.
Yeah, Adam's heard it. So, I don't know. Anything, Adam, anything like any related? We can maybe get into it when we talk about the track, but.
We've been figuring out a new way to write and record. I'm sure you guys know, but your listeners may not, that I had a stroke a couple of years ago and can no longer play guitar or piano. And so we kind of have been, to do recording, we do a very simple demo track, and we take it into the studio where our engineer uses mostly software now to, whereas we always had acoustic drums and, guitars and so forth. Now we're, relying on technology like the rest of y'all. Mm.
And it's actually, we're working with Doug White, who was a member of Ookla for a number of years. He played the bass and most of the guitar parts that made you think, wow, I didn't know Rand and Adam could play guitar that well. on the album Super Secret and Smell No Evil.
You can't play guitar, but that's good. I'm like, yeah, I didn't play it.
Yeah. So certainly, Doug. So like Adam said, we're kind of, writing the songs and then, like I said, doing pretty primitive demos. And then, rather than, that way the two of us can kind of be talking to Doug and say, no, like that. You know what I mean? And it gives us kind of an equal place to, because again, something Adam and I discovered really early in the game is that what Ookla is like, what happens when Adam and I kind of combine in a way that, it's not like, what was it used to say? It's not Rand plus Adam. It's Rand times Adam. And it isn't something about when we're working together and, there really isn't, we don't really know where one begins and one ends sometimes. And so having Adam not able to play is kind of, there's an imbalance there. And so we're trying to find a way, to restore that balance. And we think that this is going to, so far this has been working for us a little bit. So,
okay, good. Good.
Yeah.
Always looking forward to new Ookla material.
Or Nukla.
Nukla.
Nukla bubble wrap?
So, Kyle, you posted a song.
I certainly did.
Give us a quick intro. We'll give it a listen.
Sometimes I think about something small and dumb for a really long time, and I can't let it go, and a song happens. This is now your problem.
All right, here is I Have Never Seen a Turtle Get Down by TV's Kyle. Or maybe not. There we go.
I have never seen a turtle get down, despite my age. I have never seen a turtle get down upon the stage. While I've never seen them do this task, I am simply overjoyed to have been asked. I have never seen a turtle get down, but thanks for asking. Most would just assume one way or the other. I do appreciate, so the assumption wouldn't have to irritate. I have never seen a turtle get down, but that
thanks for asking. Oh, a turtle could not jump this hurdle despite its versatility. Oh, a tortoise would risk rigor mortis if it attempted to dance so vigorously. I find Mr. Van Winkle's question very thoughtful. When people think they know you, it's just awful. I have never seen a turtle get down to new swing or any other sound. I have never seen a turtle get down, but thanks for asking. I have never seen a turtle get down, though the question could never make me frown. I have never seen a turtle get down, but thanks for asking. Thanks for asking.
It's a little too rough.
So I know what
in some way.
What was that, Adam?
I say, I hope there's a story behind that.
Oh, sadly there is. So
Devo knows what it is.
I know what it is, but go ahead. You got to explain it for the listeners.
I don't do this often, but this is one of the few times where I'm writing specifically for dudes my age. There is a film by the name of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze. There was a single featured in the film by one Vanilla Ice called Ninja Rap. In the first verse, he asks that musical question, have you ever seen a turtle get down? And one time while I was taking a shower, I was thinking about that question and how unlikely it is that anyone would ever actually ask you that. But how happy I was that he didn't assume. And so, yeah, like the bulk of that song was written in the shower. And I wrote out the lyrics and I sent them to Luke, who said, whenever you record that song, I want to be part of it. And then I forgot about the song for 2 years and then I recorded it.
Wait, you had this idea 2 years ago?
Maybe. Shut up.
I mean, about like 20 years ago, so...
Yeah, but this is just such an odd idea. I mean, and it's... I mean, I love it for that reason, you know?
Thank you. Yeah, as you know, I don't... The way I write songs is not saying no to any stupid idea that comes to mind. And
Have you seen my catalog? Just anyway.
Yes, I've contributed to it.
You have.
All of us.
Yeah. Yeah. You got it. You're right. You got to find the stupid.
Yep.
And it's and there's a weird. Yeah. I mean, it's you know. Yeah. You can't be saying no.
Exactly.
You know, too early to the stupid. I mean, so.
and yeah. Also, you know, especially when one gets stuck in my head like this, like, you know, the melody's been with the words the whole time, and I'm like, I can't stop thinking about this. I can't not record it.
And I remember the first time. You know, 2 years ago, he told me about the idea, and all he said was, "It's a line from it's going to be based on a line from Vanilla Ice's Ninja Rap." And I said to him, "Is it? Have you ever seen a turtle get down?" Like, this is why we work well together.
I saw that movie way back in the day. But I did not remember that line or that song.
Yeah, I remember the Ninja Rap mostly from when I worked in a video. Like when that movie came out, I worked in a video store, and I remember like we had these like previews up. We had televisions throughout the store, and we had these previews of, you know, upcoming movie releases and stuff. And I just remember seeing the Ninja Rap preview there, and I could never bring myself to listen to the entire song because it was just, you know. But like I heard ninja rap, and I'm like, oh god, please.
Do you remember at one of the Orlando festivals, one of the big kind of conglomeration-y type groups, I think maybe it was like Scrub Club or something like that, like they all did Ninja Rap on stage, and the crowd was just pumping. They were just like enthusiastic. Yep. Go ahead, jump, go! They were blowing the roof off the place doing
was
their cover.
Was that what was the ninja band? They had kind of.
Was their name based on like Mortal Kombat in some way?
It might have been. There was a duo, two ninja rappers. They were up on stage in full ninja garb.
Oh, wait, Krondor Crew?
Krondor Crew. Yeah, were they the ones
that
who did
was
it?
Them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Gosh. They should tour with Captain Dan.
I think they have.
Oh.
But they and Captain Dan had like a fake beef at one of the Nerdapaloozas and stuff. It was really funny.
Fake beef.
Fake beef.
Drawing caricatures at the South Florida Fair one year, and one of the guys at my tent came up or was drawing a caricature. Some dude sat down to get a caricature drawn, and he said, "Did you want to get this in color? It's an extra $10 or whatever." And the guy was like, "You're going to charge me for this?" And he's like, "Well, yeah, of course we're going to charge you. Why wouldn't we charge you?" And he's like, "Well, you know who I am, right?" And none of us knew who he was. It was Vanilla Ice.
Oh, my God.
So he charged him for the caricature. He's like, "I should charge you double."
You've got money, I'll charge you double, yeah.
Like, this isn't like, you know, completely relevant to the song, you know, as it exists as a thing. This was not part of my creative process. But when I was a kid, the only thing that bothered me about the movie is that, like, he was, like, supposedly making up this rap as he was going along. I don't think his, like, freestyle skills would be up to quite that level of, like, making up a single while turtles were fighting on the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, everything else, fine. Mutated turtles, you know.
But there's a lot fine, yeah.
A horrible samurai man fighting them, the werewolf, the snapping turtle. Yeah, all that's fine. But freestyle rapping? Impossible.
Yeah. I had a turtle for many years, and they don't enjoy pizza nearly as much as that movie let me believe.
See, I was wanted to ask Kyle, musically speaking, and maybe you guys know the answer better than whatever, how different is Calypso from Bossa Nova? Because it would be super relevant to say that this song was Bossa Nova.
It's maybe more Chevy Nova.
Exactly. Which is a joke from the first Turtles movie. Oh, and then that thing at the end that I improvised, it was just like what my favorite line, my favorite series of dialogue from Secret of the Ooze. Is they're sneaking into like Raphael's been captured, and the other turtles are sneaking into where they're going to free Raphael, and one of them goes, "It's quiet." Then Leo goes, "It's a little too quiet," and then there was another thing like, you know, "It's dark." Yeah, a little too dark. And then they turn a corner, and like Raphael's all tied up, and one of them goes, "It's Raph," and Mikey goes, "A little too Raph." And that joke got me in the theater, and I always loved that dumb joke so much.
By the way, I used to keep my turtle up on the highest bookshelf, and I never once saw it get down.
See? And it I happened. Wouldn't have assumed.
Yes.
I used to keep the turtle tank between the Hardy Boys and the Clue of the Screeching Owl and the Hardy Boys and the Mystery of the Disappearing Dogs. That's
right. Hey, now I don't have to do it.
I got there.
I couldn't find the button.
Now, good night.
And by the way, no idea why it was Bossa Nova. I don't know why it went Calypso. I've never written a song like that.
Okay.
But Shower Thoughts were like, "Here you go, buddy."
Yeah,
I want to hear a samba from you next.
Okay. I think I've got one.
Yeah, and So I'm singing harmony vocals on this, and the way to get me to sing harmony vocals is to have me Like, you play it for me so I hear it, and then I immediately have to attempt to sing it before my brain etch-a-sketches it out. And I start trying to sing the lead part, and yeah, that takes a lot of time and practice for me to sing harmony parts. I mean, I used to be in choir in high school and stuff, so it's like, I know I can do it with practice, but when do I have time to practice anything? So basically, we've attempted to do this live once, and I totally screwed up, like, 66% of the lyrics, or the notes, I should say. So we'll be practicing that a lot more.
Yeah, we should have a shape for MarsCon, hopefully.
Yeah.
Years ago, I was performing with Worm Quartet, and we were doing I Don't Give a Shit About Your Website, and at the very end, we have to harmonize. He's like, I don't give a shit, I don't give a shit about your motherfucking website.
Yeah.
And I was so far off. Like, it sounded terrible. And Shoebox just said, don't harmonize with rappers. And then I, without missing a beat, I just went, bite me.
Nice. I remember recording my doo-wop song, I Love You, TiVo, back in the day. I was at Jared Ringgold's place out in Bloomington area. And Carrie was there with me. And it was like, we literally had to record pretty much the whole song, like, one line at a time to get through, or one part at a time, or whatever, just to make sure that I was actually singing with myself in harmony for that song to work.
And yeah.
So I can thank the patience of both of them for me having actually created a song where I sing with myself in harmony and it works. So,
I mean, you know, not for nothing, but what you should do is have someone like give you a mix of the song with just the harmony vocal they want you to sing, record it, and then you just listen to that 100 times, and then have it in your ears while you're singing, so the melody is not in, you know, pumped in your head.
Kyle did that for me. I only listened to the thing like once, and then I forgot that he had done it. And yeah, so I'll be listening to that over and over again before MarsCon, so that, you know, we can rehearse it and I can get it right.
Although it really didn't take that long to record you doing the harmony vocals when we did it. Like, probably took less than an hour.
Because, like, I had been behind on recording this and that for various people over here. And then I'm like, I got to record the thing for Kyle. I got to record the thing. And then suddenly it dawned on me, why don't I just walk over there, 80 feet away to where he lives, and record it on his equipment directly into his files with him helping me record it. And it was the easiest way to get it all done.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It worked.
Speaking of Shoebox, though, I finally got from him the song that he was required to record for me for his Pac-Man Kickstarter.
He sent me that song.
He admitted to me that he hadn't delivered a lot of those a couple months ago, so I'm glad that he... way to go.
Yeah, mine might have been the last one, or at least that was the bit he said at the beginning of the recording. It's frigging funny, and I'm trying to pressure him to make it a bonus track. He should really probably just make an EP of all of those.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, that's definitely. You know, I think it. You know, it's what I want to say. You know, it's yeah. I mean, I imagine like fans of his would want to hear that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we understand that it's not an album that he conceived necessarily, an EP that he conceived. There are songs that he wrote, you know, under duress in some situations. I'm looking at you. I think that I would certainly want to hear that. So, you know, why wouldn't other people?
Hey, yeah, having heard it, I am all for Shoebox releasing all of them, whatever, you know, wherever they are.
Yeah.
Shut up and take my money. Oh, and before Kyle's segment ends, I want to mention one thing that involves the two of us. We recently recorded our annual podcast episode of Comic Book Talk About Toons, where we pick our top three animated features of the previous year. So it's in the artwork for the episode. So it's not much of a spoiler to say our top number one pick for the year was Turning Red, just barely at second place, because it was a debate about which one would be number one, is Puss in Boots: The Last Wish, and then at number three was Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe. And then just barely getting squeaked out for number four was
The Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Yes. So more Ninja Turtle goodness. That movie is amazing. It might not completely make sense if you've never seen the series, but a lot of Turtle fans have been watching it who didn't see the previous series and liked it anyway. So
watch the film and be disoriented and happy.
Yes.
Right. But yeah, it was a very interesting year for animated features. There were a lot of them. They were very different from one another, and a lot of them were very good. And so it was like a more interesting conversation getting to the end than it might normally be.
I'm just glad Beavis and Butthead made the cut, because
it was so frigging funny. Yes, it was. Make the cut. It's the funniest movie I saw all year.
All right, so Kyle, do you have anything you'd like to plug? I mean, you did just plug the show, but...
Well, yes. You can check out my music at tvskyle.bandcamp.com. You can follow me on all of my socials as TVSKYLE, particularly Instagram and Twitter. I have been uploading my old webcomic, Frog Raccoon Strawberry, to the Webtoon site. Go to Webtoon and search Frog Raccoon Strawberry. It'll come right up. I've almost uploaded the whole thing. And within, like, a couple of weeks, I will have uploaded the whole thing. And if you have money and have an Amazon account, you can watch Mighty Magiswords, and that's the only way.
Oh, it's cold.
Thanks, Zaslav.
Okay. Let's do some news.
This is the fun.
Chipotle, all you had to do was melt some cheese into a bowl and turn it into goo. How you messed it up, but we would never really know. Tu queso no es bueno en mi holy-oly-o.
He whips it out, it goes round and round. They all watch in awe. It hangs all the way to the ground. It cannot be stopped. Makes a sound, they're hypnotized.
Big. Now the show itself is a walking devil. I don't want no dead people. Won't want those dead.
That's the Funny Music Project at thefump.com. thefump.com.
Time for Funny Music News. Something, something, something.
In the news, weird, the Al Yankovic story has won 2 Critics' Choice Awards. It won Best Movie Made for Television, and Daniel Radcliffe won Best Actor in a Limited Series or TV Movie. So congratulations to all involved in that little masterpiece. It's been nominated for a bunch of other stuff, too. I can't even keep track of everything it's been nominated for. The Consortium of Genius is doing a tribute show for some sad news. Drew Blaylock, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, a.k.a. Dr. Max Destruction of the Consortium of Genius, passed away a couple of weeks ago. The COG is going to be performing a tribute show on February 17th. I don't have any other details yet as to where it's taking place, but it will be streamed live via the Secret Lab on their YouTube channel. And shout out to Eclectic Lee for pointing me to that story. And the FUMP's January newsletter went out yesterday, featuring stories like the best of 2022, the FUMP Volume 96, MarsCon info, and more. If you're not on our mailing list, you can view it online at tiny.cc/FUMP0123 for January of 2023. tiny.cc/FUMP0123. All right, Luke, you got anything before tour dates?
Yep, I got Head over to this page to make sure I'm saying the right numbers. I got to bug up my butt to find out the exact correct amount of time that all of the past MarsCon fundraisers are. It is 62 hours and 25 minutes of content. So if you want to get all 17 collections of live comedy music recorded at MarsCon at our comedy music track dating all the way back to the year 2007... you can do so by going to MarsConComedy.com and clicking on the past fundraisers page, and then, you know, click on the little donate button for PayPal. You can send us $200 and you can get all 62 hours and 25 minutes of that stuff sent to you via a link where you can download the things. Otherwise, you can order each individual year for $30, and each individual year is just under 4 hours of content. Or to make it simple, if you want to just get this year's collection, you can go click on the shop page at MarsConComedy.com, and you can get just this year for $30, featuring all our awesome acts and performances from last year, including our music guest of honor last year, which was...
me.
Yep. And to bring it up to date on the amount that has been raised as of right now, we are our initial goal is $1,200. We are at $830, which is 69%.
Nice.
All right.
So, yeah, please pick up the collection, pick up any of the past collections you want, and help us try to hit our goal of $1,200 before March 10th, hopefully a lot sooner than that. So, yeah, that is my news.
All right. Tour dates. On Thursdays online, Phil Johnson and Rod... I'm sorry. Yeah, Thursday... No. Yeah. Yeah. My green brain. Sundays in Nashville, Tennessee, Steve Goody hosting at the Bluebird. Either Thursdays or Mondays. I still have forgot to follow up with Steve to find out. But Steve Goody and Brad Tassel at virtualcomedyshow.com. The 27th and 28th in Alameda, California, Phil Johnson and Roadside Attraction. On the 31st in Cleveland, Ohio, Toby Danger. On the 4th in Pittsburgh, California, Phil Johnson and Roadside Attraction. And on the 4th in Columbus, Ohio, Toby Danger. All right. Ookla, you posted a song. Give us a quick intro to this song, and we'll give it a listen.
Yeah, song is a strong word for it, I think. we were talking about Kickstarter rewards, and we're working on a handful of songs that were Kickstarter rewards from last year, and this was one that because Adam and I, we like to work from concepts. Like, we like to start with kind of like a conceptual notion or a plot, if you will, and then the music comes and the lyrics usually come last. And, when we were coming up with ideas, what would we want to say about this? We, kept trying, like, what came up with this one was, the fact that we didn't really know much about the topic. And so it might be funny to just lean into that rather than away from it. And so what we did was, it's kind of like almost like a podcast episode of the process of us recording the song. It's a mockumentary, if you will. Of course, spelled M-O-K.
Crispy Biscuit from Virgil Warriors. I don't know the thing is. What
Frisky Biscuit? That's way better than whatever we said on the recording.
Yeah, what
maybe
is...
we did say something like that, but Frisky Biscuit is great. Adam's like, wait, it's not Frisky Biscuit? That's not the name of the character? Frisky Circuit is the character's actual.
What was it?
All right, here
Home
is...
Stuck, Adam. We're here just going to do the bit right in front of you live. But we promise the other songs we're working on are real songs.
All right, here is... Frisky Circuit, an anti-song for an anti-hero by Ookla the Mock.
In the fall of 2022, Ookla the Mock's Rand Bellavia and Adam English set out to write a song as a Kickstarter reward for Brandon Brown. They failed. What follows is an audio record of that failure.
So what's next, Rand?
Looks like we've got to write a song for Brandon Brown.
What's it about?
Frisky Circuit from Homestuck.
I thought I was the one who had a stroke.
Oh, you don't know Homestuck?
Homestruck?
Homestuck.
Homestuck? You're making this up.
No, it's a thing, I assure you.
And you're positive it's not Homestruck?
And that's a thing?
Well, no, but it sounds more likely to exist than Homestuck.
It's a comic.
It's not.
No, okay, it's a web comic. Join us in the 21st century, Adam.
And we're writing a song about Melissa Biscuit?
Frisky Circuit. She's the antihero. She's awesome. She's this cerulean blooded, and she was raised by a giant spider. She wants
you
to be a pirate.
You just read the Wikipedia page so you could make me feel stupid, didn't you, Rand?
Well, yeah.
No,
but,
look, we've been over this. You can't do that.
Sorry.
Do you have anything?
Not really. You?
Well, I've got like a bass part. It would be like
Yeah, and then we could have like a beat that's like, keep doing that again, do that bass part. Yeah, I think that works, yeah.
Sure, then we could have like a, you know, a melody over the top that's like, Brandon Brown, he's a something-something Brandon Brown, and something-something-something Brandon
Brown. Adam,
what?
That's just Dr. Doom.
What, are you going to sue us?
Well, and this song isn't about Brandon Brown. It's
I'm
about
hungry.
Risca.
What do you want for lunch?
Whatever. We need to finish this song.
Do we really? I mean, what can Brandon Brown really do to us?
Well, we should at least, like, I don't know, maybe read Homestuck in his honor. From what I was reading online, you can... Adam? Adam, are you looking up Homestuck?
Yeah, I'm on it. Definitely.
Adam?
I'm in the kitchen. Do you think Brandon Brown would like a sandwich? I can definitely make him one of those.
Hold on. That is really tasty.
Yeah, it's the Nance's mustard.
Nancy's?
Nance's.
So it's not Nancy's.
I think it's Nance's.
Nance's.
Hmm. Might be short for Nancy. Hmm. Or it could be someone named with the last name Nance. Like Nancy Nance.
Sure, yeah. Well, at any rate, Brandon is really missing out on this sandwich.
So... what was his reaction to that, or haven't you heard from him?
I mean, I just Jace just told us that, you know, he thought it was funny. You know, I mean, we haven't interacted with him about it.
Okay.
The thing that's funny is that he did put out, there's like little like memory sticks that went out to people that supported at a certain level, and at the, you know, at the highest level we did like little personalized intros, and Brandon asked us to sing his name in a song, and so in his personalized intro we like rewrote Dr. Doom.
Oh, okay.
So this is kind of a reference, so it's like a joke that only Brandon Brown's gonna get, you know, but
we all are listening to it,
yes,
on this podcast in front of millions of people.
That's right,
at least 10.
Well, that's like our whole thing is, you know, that's the beauty of the, I think what we do is that we're making references that we think only we get, and then we're discovering, you know, the people in the world that, you know,
speaking not of just us, 8 more people that get it.
Well, yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Speaking there's of, like 8 or 9 other people and only 4 of them don't have my last name. You know what I mean? So
speaking of references that not many people will get, Michael Bali in the chat says, this is not a song. It's a sandwich. Which is a Psycho Stick reference.
So, yeah, another reference that probably no one will get is that the effect, and Doug is such a nerd, the effect on my voice at the beginning is like, any fans of Rush's Necromancer from Caress of Steel, like that's like the exact, I don't know, Adam, if you noticed, do you know what I'm talking about? Like at the beginning of the song, like Getty is like, it was gray traces of dawn tinged the eastern sky. The three travelers, men of Willowdale. You know, it's like, but it's like that exact, you know. Well, I listened to that record a lot when I was in high school. Okay, what can I tell you?
I mean, so did I, but I have since forgotten it.
Well, what can we do? At any rate, yeah, that, you know, we obviously, we hope that was, you know, fun.
So did you ever go back and read any of Homestuck?
No.
I mean, I have to admit, I was reading a little of it before Adam was like, no, don't. Like, I was like, what we should do is, you know, like lean into it. And so, but no, I didn't go back to it. I have to admit,
Yeah, the only thing I know about it is for the artwork that I played while the song was playing, I Googled the character and put the, an image of the character on screen. So I know what she looks like. That's about it.
Well, I've seen like a lot of cosplay photos, like it's obviously a popular character in that sense, which is very cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, the other songs that we're working on in this kind of weird, custom villain songs. We're working on a Invader Zim song.
Nice.
And we're working on a Bill Cipher. Yeah, from Gravity Falls.
Okay.
Ooh, those songs, and those are actual songs. We promise, and we should, and we, if all goes well, they will also inexplicably reference our Doctor Doom song. So that's our thing now. Every song moving forward will have some form of reference to Doctor Doom.
Are these songs that other Kickstarter backers have suggested or requested?
Yes. Yeah. These are songs that, yes, if you funded at a high enough level, I think the highest level was you could unlock a custom villain song. You just tell us what you want and we will do it.
Cool.
But the difference with those ones is, like, I was really into Invader Zim at one time, and Rand, is very familiar with Gravity Falls. So, at least it was something we could sink our teeth into without just, something that Rand and I have discussed. It's not like anybody has really accused us of this, but we want to steer away from being just like Wikipedia rock, where we can sing a song about anything. We just look it up on Wikipedia and see what rhymes.
Yeah.
We're really trying not to do that with
Now all you have to do is take ChatGPT and feed it Wikipedia topic that you want, and presto, it'll write the song for you. And then you have one of those voice to text synthesizers sing it for you.
Remember the dream of AI was that it would do the shitty manual labor for us that we could create the art. Like, I thought that was the idea.
Write papers about To Kill a Mockingbird,
Oh, well.
That may still happen. But, we'll see.
Yeah, we will see.
I'm curious. Have you guys watched She-Hulk?
Love it.
I totally had you guys in my mind because the Wrecking Crew shows up. Mm-hmm. There was a song right there. They could have used it. They could have licensed it. No. The Disney people know you. You did Fillmore for them. Come on.
Kang is... Kang the Conqueror is the new Marvel big bad.
Yeah.
And, I keep waiting for the phone call where they want to use our song, Everybody's Kang the Conqueror, in one of those songs, in one of those movies or TV shows, but they do not.
See, and the only reason I know Kang exists at all as a character is from your song. So when he showed up at the end of Loki and somebody said, oh my God, that's Kang, I'm like, ooh, Kang the Conqueror? Kang? That Kang? I'm like, I know that song. I'm like...
It is funny that when that episode of Loki dropped, like a lot of nerds went to YouTube and typed in, who is Kang the Conqueror? And like, the hits on that, like, that's like,
well, I mean, it's a great summary of the character, that song. I mean, you listen to that song.
But it's funny. I'm saying that, like, the hits on that popped, like, we popped like 10,000 more hits in like 24 hours after that Loki episode dropped.
But that's really all you need to know. You listen to the song, you know about the character. That's all you need to know.
It's a nearly exhaustive list of all of his appearances. So
that's like when that song started on like the file sharing that we use online. I just typed the little dialogue at the beginning, where Adam and I are talking back and forth. I just typed that into a file called The King of the Conqueror. And remember, like, I just like emailed me, like, what the hell is this? it's trust me, it's gonna go somewhere. But yeah, like one of our happiest moments is that like one of the reasons like the I wanted to write that because there was a comic series in the 90s called Avengers Forever that Kurt Busiek and Roger Stern co-wrote. And a lot of it was trying to unpack all this nonsense over the years where anytime any Avengers story got stuck in a one-way street, they would just say, oh, well, that wasn't, you know, Pharaoh Ramatot. That was actually Kang the Conqueror. You know what I mean? Or, you know, like it was, they would just use Kang the Conqueror, you know, as like a cure-all.
Yeah.
Or it's, you know, so by the end of it, like, you know, after 20 years of Marvel continuity, there was like, you know, the Kang the Conqueror was like 10 or 15 different other villains. And they kind of tried to unravel it, but they had to kind of draw attention to it to unravel it. And so, you know, a lot of it was, you know, but it just made me really happy that both Kurt Busiek and Roger Stern have expressed that they like the song.
Oh, nice. Me, okay. You know, he's all the Victor happy. Timelies. I love that line.
I like one of my dream, like if I could, you know, pitch a show and know that it would get picked up and like, and just have a wish granted, I would love to do a show that's just taking, you know, comedy songs that already exist and making animated music videos for them. And this is one I definitely would want to do just because I love the idea of like a bunch of, you know, random passersby, but also a bunch of Avengers characters. But, you know, all of their heads have been swapped out with Kang's head and they're all wearing like old timey straw hats with canes and they're all tap dancing, you know, you know, just like, yeah. Oh, I love that well, song that was, so much.
I know. I feel like I've mentioned this before, but that song almost ended up on the cutting room floor.
Oh man.
Like, we don't like what you're hearing there is like demo vocals that Adam and I did in his basement before he even set up the full studio. And then kind of at the last minute, we sent basically our friend, you know, producer, a guy named Jeff Thomas, like took those vocal tracks and just added piano and kind of put it together. And that's like, if you listen closely, there's a moment where, like when we're just doing everyone, we're doing all the different, you know, yeah. I make a really weird noise and you could hear me say in the track, I was just trying to make you laugh. It's like in the track because I thought we were just doing demo. You know, we were just doing demos and I just wanted to make Adam laugh because we were doing it live and he laughed and I won and yay, laugh, you know, but it's on the track. You can hear me make a really weird noise and say, I was just trying to make you laugh. Like, you know, that won't be on the final song. Don't worry.
Is that the one that sounds, is that the one that sounds like, or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. If you listen right after that, it's kind of like there's that moment in Hey Jude where Paul hits a bum note on the piano and then he says fucking hell, and it's like right on the track of Hey Jude. Once you know it's there, you can't not hear it. Trust me, it's there. You can find it. But now that I've said this, you'll hear it. It's right after I make that noise. Yeah.
Nice.
I also wanted to say
scootabock.bandcamp.com.
Yes. And I just want, there's one more, just before the line, I thought I was the one that had the stroke really killed me. That just
well, I felt it was important that we get that out at the beginning of the track because my speech is so slurred now, people will think I'm drunk, you know, which has happened a couple times at my workplace. You know, I have a caricature stand on the waterfront in Buffalo, and a couple times I've been drawing somebody and they've like gotten up and left in the middle of the sketch because they thought I was drunk.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, it would be easy to be angry with them, but the fact is I sound like I'm drunk. You know, it's on a good day, I sound like I've had, you know, 5 beers. On a bad day, it sounds like I've had 15 beers, you know. So what I did was I had a little sign that is made that sits right over my shoulder that says, stroke survivor, please excuse any slurred speech, so that people will see that and, you know, understand why I sound the way I do.
Makes sense. You know? Yeah. I was going to suggest a sign, but, you know, I was thinking, like, I'm not drunk, I've had a stroke or something like that, but
I actually had a card that I carried in my wallet that said exactly that, and it says, "I'm not drunk. I have a speech impediment." More information on back, and it, you flip it over, and it says, "I had a stroke, and the speech impediment that I have now is called dysarthria, which is the exact same thing that people get when they've had too much to drink."
Oh.
You know?
Learn something new on the Fumpcast.
Well, it seems kind of cruel to name it such a, you know, multisyllabic, hard to pronounce word.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like the person that put the S and the P in Lisp. Like, that's just cruel.
But I love how it's like you decided you need to address the elephant in the room, and you address it in, like, right up front in the most hilarious way possible.
Yep.
So my hat's off to you.
Yes.
Oh, that's what we were going for.
All right. So anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah. Well, I mentioned ukulelemock.bandcamp.com is where you can get all of our albums, either digitally or on CD. We do have, last year we did release a rarities collection called Lukewarm. It has a bunch of otherwise unavailable unreleased stuff from 1993 to 2016 and many years in between. And that is a Bandcamp exclusive. So that's another place you're going to find that. So please check that out. If you go to needlejuice.com, you can get you can't see it because there, Nirvana on vinyl and Versus Evil on vinyl in a beautiful gatefold sleeve with, I'm an idiot. It's not working. I disappeared. There it is. Yay, new art by Art Baltazar. It's on vinyl and it's on...
Sort of a disappearing dog.
The set and... For some insane, so if you want to, you know, you can pull out your main. You can pretend it's the '90s. Pull out your main disc player, and all that is available through the good people at Needle Juice.
That format.
What was that?
I didn't even know of the existence of that format. Mini disc.
Yeah, well, we're probably a little too old to.
Mini discs were out for about a year and a half, I think, and they just never caught on.
I barely remember them existing.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was cool about them for a half a moment was that in the year and a half between when they came out and when you could easily obtain a CD that could, or a computer that could burn CDs, it was the only way to, like, make a mix of something that had commercial music and something you recorded or something your friends recorded. You know what I mean? Like, you could, like, you know, put that, you know, and so that was kind of a cool thing about it. But, you know.
See, that's why I've yet to let something like Spotify take over as my thing to listen to music on or any of those type of things, because Spotify doesn't have that track Kyle was talking about earlier that Shoebox just sent to him in the email that was custom made for him. I want to listen to that stuff all the time, and that's not on Spotify.
Yeah.
Right. So. Well, that's why. That's why I hopped Apple Music as opposed to Spotify, because I was able to upload my entire, you know, like, everything I rip into you know, iTunes goes to my Apple Music cloud just for me, so that I have access to all that weird stuff that's not commercially available.
That never even occurred to me.
Yeah, because if you use Apple Music, you have access to everything that exists and everything you own on your computer and everything you add to it.
I never even thought of that, because Apple Music, I am a Spotify user, and Apple Music pisses me off because when I connect my phone to my car, like, about half the time it will pick up where I left off, whether that's an audiobook or a podcast or Spotify. And the other half of the time it would default to Apple Music. Now, I'm not an Apple Music user. I'm not a subscriber. So I don't want Apple Music to launch, but it does. And the only thing I have in my iTunes library are songs that I bought 10 years ago to play on Manic Mondays. So, like, they're not really songs I feel the need to listen to over and over and over.
I know, so exactly. Yeah.
It just pissed me off to no end. And I finally, I've managed to remove it from I managed to remove Apple Music from my phone entirely. I didn't even know I was going to be able to do that. I thought it was one of those apps they wouldn't let you delete, but I managed to do that. So that solved that problem. But now I'm thinking maybe I should use it again because I'm using Spotify and I use a service called iBroadcast, which is a free service that you can upload anything you want to their website and then you use the iBroadcast app to listen. So you just have to make sure the MP3s are tagged properly so you can find them. But it works great. It, you know, the service works great. So
the one warning I will say is that, you know, when you upload the contents of your hard drive to Apple, you know, they replace things.
Yes.
So, you know, if you want a very specific, you know, like, you know, they can mismatch things if they're not properly labeled, like, yep. You know, and it's easy to circumvent that. Just, you know, don't call that album this, you know. In other words, like, you know, if I've got all the demos for Super Secret, I don't call that album Super Secret. You know what I mean?
Right,
I call it album Super Secret Demos, you know, and then it keeps them as separate tracks.
So, but yeah, iBroadcast.com is a good solution if you want a place to stream your personal music collection from. Dr. Don turned me onto that at Fump Fest years ago.
Nice.
So, okay.
But yes, get the entire Ukulele the Mock library at ukulelethemock.bandcamp.com. They're epic as hell.
Oh, thank you, Luke.
It's true.
And I still maintain that I've said this before, but Versus Evil is one of the greatest albums of all time. I stand behind it. It is easily on my list of, like, you know, those 10 albums you bring to a deserted island. That's absolutely one of them.
Wow.
Versus Evil is the Ukulele album that I always wanted to make. You know, we put out our Super Secret record many years ago, and that was, you know, 70-80% of the Ukulele record that we were trying to do at the time. And then we did, you know, couple of okay albums, and we did OKLA, which we really liked, but we feel like Versus Evil, we really, you know, caught the crosshairs on that one. We were really happy with it.
You really hit the ball out of the park with that one.
Well, thanks so much, Steve-O.
So you did the Heroes album, you've done the Villains album, so the third part has to be the Anti-Heroes album.
Or just, you know, passersby.
Yeah, we've been saving Stranger in the Mirror for the Anti-Heroes album for 30 years. That's what we're
all right. Let's do some other stuff. Wait a minute. That
making the internet absolutely ridiculous. Dementia Radio.
www.dementiaradio.org. Port 8027.
Please hang up and try again.
This is the part where there's feedback.
Feedback.
Feedback. You know that segment of the show we do about now?
Feedback. Feedback.
Feedback.
And there is no feedback unless something came in during the show. Nope. All right.
If only there was a way to musically express the concept of feedback. Like, has it not occurred to you guys?
Well, in audio format.
Yes, we do have this, actually.
Hello, Devo. Hello, Luke. Baramon here. I'm afraid there's no feedback this week. No feedback at all. I know how frustrating this is, with you going through the effort of crafting an intro for everyone. So now is the time to remind them to subscribe. Use that Prime subscription if they have one. It's free. There you go. That's a good boy. Have a biscuit.
Damn it!
So we have that at least. We can do some teasing, however.
Teasing. He's a teasing kind of guy. Now you have a job.
Yeah!
Tomorrow's song is by Insane Ian.
Yay!
And
Tuesday's song is not yet posted.
Speaking of Ian.
Oh, no.
All right. And I need a topic for this week's Spotify playlist. So, Ookla guys, if you have any suggestions of, like, you know, roughly 30 minutes of songs, like comedy songs, I can put together on a Spotify playlist.
Well, if you ask us, we're going to say monkeys. But, you know.
Monkeys. I can.
We sure do like monkeys.
I can probably do monkeys.
Be sure to include the track Gorilla City.
Gorilla City? Who sings that?
Do that.
Who's saying like, Gorilla City?
It happened.
Oh, is that Ookla? Okay.
It's happened that people have asked us, can you guys play that monkey song? We're like, we can play several monkey songs, but.
With 27 monkey songs on it.
Yeah, like which. You specifically have one in mind that might help, but. We should have like done I'm a Believer.
Right? All right, so I will do monkeys and other ape-like creatures. Okay, TV's Kyle is at tvskyle.bandcamp.com. And Ookla, plug yourself one more time.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Plug yourself one more time.
Oh, ooklathemock.bandcamp.com. Also, adamenglish.bandcamp.com. Adam has an EP about a caricature, being a character artist, six songs for retail caricaturists, I believe, and randabella@bandcamp.com and viabella@bandcamp.com, all Ookla adjacent material.
As a person who is also a caricature artist and comedy connoisseur, I can say that is the absolute best album about being a caricature artist that has ever been released.
There actually is the one other one, so that means something.
Yeah.
Well, fuck that other album. This one's best.
Get Out is the Citizen Kane of caricature artist concept albums. I assure you.
All right. Let's get out of here. Thank you for listening to the Funny Music Podcast. I'm Devo Spice.
I'm Luke Ski, and there's Adam and Rand.
Yeah, it's us, Ookla the Mock.
Thank you for listening to the Funny Music Podcast. You can listen live every Thursday right night now at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, at DementiaRadio.org. And join us in the chat or subscribe to the podcast feed. Look us up on iTunes and be sure to leave us a review. Feedback for the show can be sent to info@thefump.com. The Funny Music Podcast is a production of Fidem Interactive, LLC, released under a Creative Commons share-alike license. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Shout it to random people on the street. And be sure to visit thefump.com for the latest funny songs. Tune in next week where you'll hear Luke Ski say,
I got a snake, man!